This is Bob Puska in Purgisville, West Virginia. As you know, my eyes have gone out on me, and a neighbor of ours, Jeannie Dunnison, is reading some of the material that we get in here so we can comment on it and pass it on to you folks out there. Jeannie's got an article today on the American Psychological Association and what they have been doing. You might hear some pounding in the background. Construction is going on at the same time as we're talking. So, Jeannie, what was the American Psychiatric Association whole story about?
Well, this was actually the American Psychological Association, and it was an article by the Catholic League president, Bill Donahue, commenting on the APA's endorsement of sexual liberalism. And he called the article, "APA is having a mental breakdown." This is his article. "It is becoming ever more clear that those who run the American Psychological Association, the APA, are suffering from a mental breakdown. It is now promoting, quote, relationship key, unquote, as well as other dysfunctional behaviors. To the APA, about the only deviant sexual behavior that is left in American society is what most of us would call normal heterosexual monogamous unions. Its descent is traceable to 1975, when it decided to support the position of the American Psychiatric Association, declaring that homosexuality was not a mental illness. That determination, which was reached in 1973, was not based on any new scientific empirical evidence. Rather, it was made following years of bullying by radical gay activists. The APA is on a tear. Earlier this year, it made a strong political statement attacking men, read, heterosexual men. It opined that a pernicious, quote, masculine ideology, end quote, has overtaken society and must be rooted out. What are the contents of this ideology? Anti-femininity, which is to say the normal male tendency not to identify with effeminate men. It also includes such dangerous attributes as achievement. Evidently, it does not see the sexism in this statement. It implies that women are not achievement-oriented. The latest APA endorsement of polygamy and swinging, and my favorite, the all-inclusive relationship anarchy, was announced this month as part of the APA's Non-Monogamy Task Force program. It says it is promoting inclusivity. It has not yet endorsed bestiality, which is no doubt a tribute to the animal rights folks, but who knows what lies beyond the bend. That may be next. Isn't that what inclusivity is all about? 10 years ago, a book was released by three psychologists, Nicholas Cummings, William O'Donohue, and Janet Cummings, titled Psychology's War on Religion. I contributed the chapter, The War on Catholicism. I quoted Freud as saying, "My real enemy is the Roman Catholic Church." I also detailed Jung's psychological hatred of the Catholic Church. Many other wizards in the field who shared the same bias were discussed as well.
We might have had a technicality developed that broke the message up, but basically Jeannie was coming up to the end of the article saying that, as you know, there is a war against all of the things that we believe in, that the normal is not what we should go by. They're trying to make the normal the 32 different genders that the UN talks about. But the normal has to be looked at as, is it right or wrong? Just because the majority of people want to go with a weird normal doesn't mean that it's right. And we want you to consider that when you talk about normalization of the multiple gender institutions and the promiscuous of broad relationships and hooking ups that take place now as just the normal. So with that, is there anything else you can think of, Jeannie?
That completes the article.
Okay, well, then we'll just go ahead and say God be with you, and don't go for the normal. Go for what's right, not what's wrong. God be with you. Bye-bye.